You're listening to The Fan Zone with Billy and Eric.
Holy cow!
And welcome in to a very, very special edition of The Fan Zone. I am Eric, joined by
Billy. It's like my goal, World Cup goal right there.
There you are. We are brought to you by Keith Nunley and Nationwide Insurance. Do the smart thing. Get Nationwide on your side. He's got life, home, auto insurance. Give him a call, 723-7900, or visit him in the Whispering Pines Shopping Center. Special edition, the baseball edition. Well, usually each week it's baseball.
There's baseball edition in there, yes. But this is 100%.
100% baseball. We're throwing the entire routine out the window, and we are doing our mid-season review.
I like review better.
Review.
You're a man of great wordage.
I try. We're here coming to you from the past.
Yes.
So
it's Monday to you.
Monday to you. It's currently Wednesday evening for us.
Yes.
A few West Coast games haven't even finished yet.
Yes.
So if some of the stats that we use tonight are, you know, we're going off of Wednesday evening.
Yes.
Not much should change in the next few days.
Right.
We do have some games this weekend and then the All-Star break.
Yes.
But where are you today?
On this Monday morning, I would be in the state of Kentucky.
Ooh.
In Baghdad, Kentucky.
That makes me
pray
laugh.
For me.
Going to Baghdad. You should have said Kentucky. I'm going to Baghdad. I'm in Baghdad.
Yes. I'm at church camp.
In Baghdad. Yes. This would be the last episode of The Fan Zone. Oh, man. No, Baghdad, Kentucky?
Yes.
Which
is
camp?
Somewhere between Louisville and Lexington.
Rock on.
Yeah.
All right. I'm in Gatlinburg right now. Hanging by the pool, probably.
Probably. One of us is having a better time than the other.
Maybe. I don't know. I think you're going to have tons of fun.
I know.
More fun than a can of reptiles.
Yes. More fun than I can shake a stick at.
There it is.
More fun than a barrel of monkeys.
So, we're recording. So, you know, we both had scheduling conflicts and such. So, we're out of town. So, we're recording a few days early. But we're not going to leave you hanging. We're not going to stitch together a best of show.
Not yet.
No. Because we couldn't find anything to fit that.
Yeah, we're still working on that. We looked and looked and looked. And
Nope.
Yep.
All right. Do want to thank a few of our sponsors, because we're not going to get to some of our sponsored segments today. Normally have the Tweet of the Week, sponsored by Keith Nunley and Nationwide Insurance, as well as the that will return next week.
Yep.
And then our Coffee County Anti-Drug Coalition Scholar Athlete of the Week will return. So, anyway, we'll be back to regularly scheduled programming next week. But today, being that you will be watching the Home Run Derby tonight.
Right. All-Star game tomorrow.
And so, and really right now as we're recording, we are past the halfway point of the season. So it's okay to talk about this stuff.
Yes. But the ceremonial halfway point is right now.
Yep. All-Star break. So thought it'd be a great time to update. Kind of look at some stuff that we predicted at the beginning of the year and so forth, and still going strong in baseball. In fact, you just got a book?
Yes, I did. I've been hankering. I got a hankering for reading a biography.
Right.
Because I love to read. I had a guy tell me just the other day. Well, it was today. Today.
Went last week. Yes.
He's telling me he just thought it was silly to read books. You should just give me practical stuff. I was like, well, actually, I like to read books. I've got a hankering for a biography to read one.
All right.
I purchased Pujols. More than just a game or something like that.
I like it.
I'm only 5 chapters in or so, but I'm enjoying it immensely.
Yeah. You've actually mentioned this on air. You've been wanting a book. So you finally
bit the bullet and bought a bargain book.
Hit the button.
It was on clearance.
There you go. Anyway, so in regards to you reading a book, you know, about Albert Pujols, as of today, Wednesday, so last week to you, Albert Pujols actually is now tied for 21st on the all-time home run list.
Yeah.
After a two-run blast.
Yeah.
Against the Blue Jays.
Yes. They weren't playing in Canada, so you can't say against.
Oh, sorry. And
they're
so,
like, against Toronto, dude, since they're in California.
Totally. So it was tubular. In fact, it was a go-ahead home run, which I think the game ended up being the final was 8-7. So anyway, we do have time for a call of the week in honor of you buying a book about Sir Pujols.
Mr. Pujols.
And so we'll go ahead and play this for you. Two-run homer is beautiful. And listen, like, the wall that...
listen to this treat.
Colby Rasmus. Listen to him hitting the wall.
It was raspy.
This one's driven out to center field. Hit well. Rasmus giving chase. He's at the wall. Leaps up. Gone! Big fly for Albert Pujols. Off the top of the fence, and the Angels take an 8-7 lead.
Boy, what a swing. First home run loop has allowed this entire season. Pujols going to dead center field twice in this homestand.
Did he dent the wall?
Albert Pujols.
Look right there. Yes. See that?
Yes.
512 right. Home runs out, tied with Eddie Matthews and Ernie Banks.
Ooh. Oh, they cut it off there.
Yeah, I think
But yeah, there was a dent in the wall. Now, I guess maybe they had some microphones there. I get.
Have been picking something up right there.
That was a loud
thud
for Colby Rasmus. So, yeah, congratulations, Pujols, moving up the ladder there.
Yeah, and hopefully in the next, by the time we're back together again, I will have completed the Pujols biography, and I'll let you know how it was.
You gonna do a book report?
I might give you a book review.
All right.
Can recommend it.
I like it. Another track thing. So he's 21st on the all time list. One other thing that we've been keeping track of here and there is our friend Derek Jeter.
Yes.
All star, which I argued against.
Yep. You lose.
But he made it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's tracking Honus Wagner.
Honus, baby.
To be tied for sixth, and maybe outright sixth all time. In hits, right now, Derek Jeter has 3,401 hits to tie Honus Wagner, 3,430 hits, 29 hits away. Projected August 28th, 2014 in Comerica Park.
So, you Tiger fans.
The last time we checked, it was like September that he was projected, so he's been on a bit of a hot streak.
Yeah, he's on fire.
Yeah,
Something like that.
So, updating those things.
Yeah. So, Honus, so you got the swag. You're sure swaggering like Honus in fantasy world,
right?
That's right.
I'm trying. When I've got a losing record,
now,
6-8.
What happens when Jeter makes the pass here? Are you going to change it to swagger like Jeter?
No. Whoever number five is. anyway.
But we've enjoyed the baseball season thus far.
Yes.
Well, most of the baseball season thus far has been enjoyable.
Right. Like, if you take away just general frustration with what our personal favorite teams have been having some issue with, I think for both of us, now, as a Nationals fan that right now is sitting on top
right.
of the East, still not, it's not, I think expectations were a little bit higher for them.
Yeah. We've seen Pujols hit his 500th home run.
Yes.
We've seen three no-hitters.
Yeah, three already.
Right. All on the West Coast.
That's crazy.
But so we've seen, we saw Yu Darvish within an out of it once or twice.
Yeah.
So it's been, just some crazy neat stuff. Good pitching. Lots of fireworks for hitting. And
yeah, and we were looking at statistics and just looking at, especially over in the American League, and we'll talk about some player awards that we're handing out for midseason awards later. But, just all-around good hitting. National League seeing some all-around good pitching. So it's been a stellar first half of the year.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it immensely, and I'm looking forward to enjoying my MLB.TV to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
in the second half of the year.
All right, so we got a couple of minutes here before we need to head to break. So I have this idea of taking a look. We'll go ahead and magnify into the NL East. At the beginning of the season, we did our preseason predictions. Mm-hmm. And
you're going to see what, like, that we know the sports we love right here.
Right, right. And we were looking at baseball prospectuses, projected standings, and then kind of going from there. We picked who we thought was going to be leading the divisions and bottom-dwelling the divisions there. I picked the Nats to win the division. You picked the Braves.
So far, we're...
We're there.
We're there.
And then we both picked the other one to be the wild card. So
right.
I picked Braves to be a wild card in the National League. You picked the Nats to be the wild card.
Yeah.
And
so
then,
far... Now, truth be told,
uh-huh.
I think we both thought that at the All-Star break, the team we picked would have a better record than...
Right, because they're right there at this moment sitting, our listeners be like, not right now. But right now, Washington's got a one-game lead, according to the stats that we have right now. I thought it was going to be a little bit more separation there.
Yeah, because it's not like they're 20 games above 500 or 15 games above 500. It's
no.
like they could – that they come out of the All-Star break not on fire,
yep.
they could fall under 500. I mean, Nats are 9 games over 500.
Right, right. Which is, yeah, not
and Atlanta
much better
7.
Than a lot of people. A lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of teams.
You'd think they'd be playing better better baseball than that.
Yeah. I thought the division would be a lot more.
Yeah, neither one of us had the Phillies in the basement.
No, and that's where they are. We both had the Mets, which they're not too far off
right.
from the basement.
Absolutely. And so. We're to the point that our show, we're trying to lift it out of the basement. You're listening to The Fan Zone with Billy and Eric. You stay with us, and we'll keep talking some more midseason report. Welcome back to this very special edition of The Fan Zone. I'm Billy. We're so glad that you're with us. The Fan Zone is brought to you by Nationwide Insurance by Keith Nunley. You want Nationwide on your side. You give him a call today, 723-7900, or swing by the Whispering Pines Shopping Center right here in Manchester on the Hillsborough Boulevard. Swing by, see him, let him give you a quote for your life, home, or auto insurance, and let him you just find out how good Nationwide is when it's on your side. You'll be glad that you did. We're talking baseball the whole show, all season, all hour long.
Mid-season review. We left off talking about the NL East, talking about where our predictions were.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you think it's going to end?
Oh, gosh. I think it's going to be Nats and Braves, and I think it's going to be neck and neck. I think injuries.
So you think they're going to be necking?
Yes. and honestly, I think it's going to come down to injury. Who's got the lineup at the end of the year?
Yeah.
The Nationals have some guys back. You know, Harper's back. He's still not in the zone as much. Zimmerman, right now, finishing up a series with the Orioles. You know,
yeah.
They're looking better than they were a month ago,
yeah.
I feel like.
I kind of think, if the Braves can starting pitching can get back on track, then they still are, you know, in good shape. And their offense doesn't have to pick it up a ton if their defense will hang in there.
Right.
The Nats need both things to happen.
I think so. And pitching-wise...
Outside of Pfister.
Who, golly, has been unbelievable after his first few starts there. Right now, the Nats lead the league in ERA, or lead the baseball in ERA, team ERA.
Yeah.
And Atlanta, remember, at the beginning of the year, after month one... was tops on all the categories right there in pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've they're fifth in ERA. Still have their first in quality starts, which is interesting. But WHIP 11th, batting average against 15th. So pitching has taken a hit, and their offense is not that good.
It hadn't stepped it up. Yeah,
they're still in ranked
now,
20 or above.
Like the Upton brothers have kind of picked it up a little bit, so they're not playing as bad as they were.
Right,
but. The offense as a whole still isn't a powerful thing. Coming, you know, when we're recording this, they're, I think, on a 4-game losing streak.
Right, and then you've got Evan Gattis on the DL, and I think that's, you know, they're missing some power out of him. Hayward hasn't really been in the great, you know, he hasn't been meeting the expectations, and so I stand by the prediction of the Nats winning, but I don't think the second place team is going to be the wild card team.
I think you're right. The wild card team is going to come out of the Central.
The East has been, as far as keeping above 500, when you only have two teams and it's they're not that much above 500, that you can have a bad week and get it handed to you there.
Right, and that's exactly like what we saw. That we saw the Phillies go from 5 games out to 10 games out in a week.
Right, right.
Now I know they're in the basement, but you went from 5 games to 10 games in 1 week.
Right, and if you're playing division rivals and the other teams within the division, come out swinging.
Yeah, the Marlins are 3 games under .500 and 6 games out of first place.
Right, so it's still a tight division, especially the way as volatile as it's been this year.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, though, neither of us thought the Marlins were going to be at the bottom.
Right.
But I didn't think they were going to start off as strongly. And I think the injury to Jose Fernandez, going out with Tommy John, really hurt them because they could have been a contender.
Yeah, that's a kick right in the pants.
And the rest of their pitching hasn't been atrocious,
right.
Not great. Their offense is what's been surprising. They've been producing offensively. It helps to have Giancarlo Stanton, as your cleanup guy,
absolutely,
your third hitter.
The thing that was amazing, at the beginning of the year, is they started off 19-5 at home, They're 27-22,
they haven't been winning
at home.
They've progressed. Talking of other surprises, head over to the Central. We kind of had the Central. We were all over the place with the Central.
Yeah.
We both wanted the Cardinals to win.
Wanted was strong, but we both
supposed
that's how it was going to go down.
And
it still may well do that.
It's still tight between. I was thinking it was going to be more of a battle between St. Louis, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. Still could happen.
Yeah.
But Milwaukee, to me, has been one of the bigger surprises in the Central. They have consistently led this division all year, for a good majority
of
the year.
Right. It took St. Louis, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh a long time to get over 500.
Right, right. Now, all of them are now. And you look at Pittsburgh, they're only 2 games back from Atlanta or Washington, and they're 4th in their division.
Right.
So this is going to be a hot race to watch over these next few months. St. Louis is getting great work out of Wainwright. They lost the one guy, Garcia.
Waka and Garcia.
Yeah,
both
Waka.
Still out.
Garcia's probably out for the year.
Right.
I was reading. Mm-hmm. Waka, yeah. I think it's still kind of I don't know yet.
Yeah, he could come back. It's been, but the Central, for the last few years, the Central's been so fun to watch as the summer months heat up and you're winding down.
Yeah.
It's just been a lot of fun to watch. The Central, and it's going to be that way again this year.
I think so. And with the added fact that the Brewers are contenders as well. Last year, it was that kind of three-way dance.
Yeah. Any of the four teams could win the Central. Now, Chicago, the Cubs are not going to win the division. That may be a spoiler alert, maybe a shocking to some of you out there.
Yeah.
You Cubs fans, you. But 13 games out at the All-Star break, it'd take
next year.
A miracle. Christmas miracle.
So, yeah, you got a 4-game battle right there. It's going to be exciting. And very well, the wild card could come. The both wild card spots could go to the Central as well.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And we'll see what happens. I think the West is a 2-team race. Not to totally jerk us out of there, but
we
thought the Dodgers would kind of run away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
San Francisco and was leading. Again, and the Dodgers just keep.
Yeah,
they get streaky and they win a bunch of games and they're back to the league.
Last year it was late July, that they picked it up and went on their streak and their run to win the division. So they're leading the division right now. They got a 0.5-game lead, and I still think they're going to win it. The Giants have cooled off a little bit, but not by much. But the rest of the division, Padres are 11 games out of .500 right now. Correct.
Yeah, the rest of the West is not very strong.
Yeah, San Diego, Colorado, Arizona.
Yeah,
you called Arizona to be last. I called Colorado. They're really fighting for that position.
Yeah,
right now.
I thought Colorado would probably be third.
Right. Okay. Yeah, San Diego.
And they're a game and a half out of third, but I thought they'd be closer to a winning record.
Yeah. Yeah. San Diego's been awful.
Yeah. I thought the West was going to be a lot stronger than it is.
Let's head over to the AL. We got some time. Really, I just want to jump out there. To me, the biggest surprise is Oakland.
I would have a different biggest surprise, but yeah, okay. I thought Oakland would be decent. I didn't think they were gonna, you know, stink it up by any stretch of the imagination. But the Seattle Mariners have a winning record.
Okay. Yeah. And not like a. Yeah.
They're eight games over 500.
Yeah.
Robinson Cano is playing good, like the whole team, and because most of the other King Felix and Cano, and because there's not a lot of superstars on the team. Those are the only two guys that I can think of. Like,
right.
They're kind of stars, right? And maybe I don't think of other teams as stars because they're on the West Coast.
Right.
And I don't. I tried to go see Seattle last year twice, and they wouldn't play a home baseball game for me. I'm surprised at Seattle. You know, in any other division, they have a shot at, like, well, being in contention.
In the NL East, they're leading the division, but they're eight games out because Oakland has come out here and they have a four-game lead over the 53-37 LA Angels.
Yeah, and Seattle's leading the AL East at 49-41 or whatever.
Yeah,
they're a half a game or half a game or so, not far out of the Central lead.
Yeah,
and Seattle they're three game, you know, in third place in the West and not going to get out of their own way. Probably they're probably not going to make the playoffs.
Right.
Unless something happens, and maybe they do, they could squeak in as a wild card depending on how the other teams do. But it's usually rare that you can't get somebody in the East into a wild card. They're usually not all atrocious all year long,
right?
But the AL East is another kind of surprise to us because they don't usually. The whole division doesn't stink, and this year the whole division just isn't that impressive.
First to last.
Like, how do we all changed? Everything changed, and really, when you look at our statistics, the way we drew everything up at the beginning of the year, we had the division almost completely flip-flopped.
Right. Yeah, we called Toronto to be at the bottom because we felt it was a very strong division. It was tough to name a bottom team there. Right now, they're a couple of games out of first. We both picked Boston to be atop the division, and they're back. They're 11 games out of 500.
Yeah, they didn't do anything that different to make their team seem as though it should stink.
Yeah, they lost a couple of offensive players. Was it Pedroia? Am I thinking?
No, Pedroia's still there.
Who went to New York?
Yes, him.
Yes, that guy.
And
the
catcher who didn't re-sign,
Salta Lamacchia. Yeah, he went down to Miami.
Yeah.
That's a big surprise, and it sounds like they're having a fire sale over there. Like, they're willing to deal people.
Yeah, I think on Wednesday night they started five rookies.
Right.
They designated Przinski, had to replace him on my fantasy team, and so that's another rookie called up and just going experience. And that's two teams, like, again, not back to the East. Like, the Phillies, and I wouldn't have picked the Phillies or Cardinals or Phillies or Red Sox, either one, to be that far under 500 and just totally out of it at this point.
All right, so right here, right now, World Series prediction from what we know now.
I'm betting Oakland.
All right, yeah.
I'll take Oakland as a choice.
AL, and, yeah.
Yeah, and I would be surprised if the Dodgers, with their pitching, if they don't keep it up. I could go Dodgers A's. I'm comfortable with that.
I agree. I'm rooting for the Nationals to be in the hunt there. I don't know. Yeah. But L.A., Oakland, I think we have a strong chance of seeing that. That'll be an awesome World Series.
Absolutely.
Coming right up, we're going to hand out some awards to some players in the National League and the American League. Do not go away. Welcome back to the Fan Zone, a very special edition of the Fan Zone, the mid-season baseball review. We're brought to you by Keith Nunley and Nationwide Insurance. Give him a call for Life Home Auto, 723-7900. Visit him at the Whispering Pines Shopping Center. Also, a shout-out to the Coffee County Anti-Drug Coalition. They normally sponsor our local Scholar Athlete of the Week, but due to the very special nature of our episode, we won't have one of those. That will return next week. But, of course, thank you to the Anti-Drug Coalition for all that they do for our community.
Yeah, you can check out their website at ccantidrug.org if you want to know more about them.
Excellent.
You should do that.
All right, so now it's time for player awards.
Yes, and we'll give you like this disclaimer here. Feel free to yell at us or like go to our Facebook page and say, you're fools. Like, what about my people? What about my person? What about my player? You guys didn't even consider him for the award. You guys exactly. didn't even, or you know, if you agree with us, let us know you agree with us. If you think we're just absolutely ignorant, then you can tell us that too. You could tweet at Mr. Eric Keith full of hate mail, hate texts about how he's foolish and knows nothing because he's wearing a curly W on his head.
There you go. Or you could tweet Billy at Billy11good.
And you could say, man, you pretty much know what you're talking about. Yeah, I really agree with you.
There we go.
You haven't misled us at all.
So yeah, and that's the thing. Like, we don't watch every game. We're not, you know, paid by ESPN to be analysts of the game.
Should we call that the four-letter network or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
Because we have no affiliation with them.
No.
But that's where we get a majority of our news.
Yeah, we do.
You're a CBS Sports guy.
I'm a CBS Sports guy, yeah.
Which can, you know, CBS Sports Radio can be heard on our sister station, The Ticket.
Yeah, I like it better.
Yeah. I like personalities on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes.
Versus ESPN Radio.
You can hear those personalities on CBS Sports Radio on The Ticket.
Anyway, yeah, the four-letter network or whatnot. So we're not like we're looking at stats. Yeah. We're looking at, you know, some, and really like fantasy baseball has kind of driven a little bit of our opinions as well.
Some things could get biased, so because we don't know everything about everybody. Like if you're a Houston Astros fan and you're like, whoa, yeah. I'm not a Houston Astros fan, so I know some things,
right?
But there's some things I don't know.
Exactly. So we're going to start with the National League. We've got four awards that we're handing out. If we were handing them out today, here's who we would give it to. Did you consider like future production as well? Like predictive? Is some of this predictive?
Yes, based on what we know so far.
Okay, and then if they finish at that pace.
Yeah, who do we think would be?
But then there were some concerns for yeah, we may get to that in a minute. But anyway.
Yeah.
So let's start off most valuable player of the year in the NL.
This year. To this point. This gentleman is, he's on my fantasy team.
Uh-huh.
I've been keeping up with him.
Right.
He actually, on the Wednesday version of my fantasy baseball, hit 2 home runs.
Dude, that's awesome.
That is good.
Right?
It's exciting. It's encouraging. But he is plays shortstop for a team that neither one of us really care about. For the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is Troy Tulowitzki.
I like
it. Feel like he's MVP material.
Uh-huh.
He's offensively just knocking it out of the park.
Great slash line. We got 348, 440, 597.
Yeah. That's all right.
18 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Not league leading, but close.
Right. 47. Only got 47 RBIs.
Yeah, and that, you know, and that has to do with being on the Colorado Rockies.
Indeed. He's got 102 hits. I mean, it's nothing to shake a, you know, something bad at or anything. It's looking out all right. And I will tell you, like, there was a struggle for me. And I'm proud of Troy. I think, and he's played good defensively. He's not out there making a lot of stupid mistakes. He's playing and, you know, he's not missing very many games. He went through a little bit, like, is he going to be hurt or not? But so he hasn't missed a lot of games. He's been solid all around. But I'll tell you who, like, this is honorable mention or, like, the hitch in my giddy up in giving him the award. I don't know if that's what you call it. The burr in my saddle, the whatever that is that makes me go, does Troy get the award?
Right.
Is that he's playing for the Colorado Rockies. They're not going to make the playoffs.
Right.
They're not going to have a winning record. So how valuable is he if the team can't win games?
Right.
But I like if you just took his statistics and went, you'd go, yeah, this is a no-brainer. He's the man. He can do this. But I'll tell you the guy that I think we should keep our eye on. So he's going to get an honorable mention, and maybe we could arm wrestle about this. Is Andrew McCutchen.
You're right.
Because with his like pickup in production and his hotness, so the Pirates have moved from under 500 to 7 or 8 games above 500, heading into the break pretty strong. And if he keeps that up, there's no reason why the Pirates can't even win, that they could win the Central.
Right. And you know, he's batting .319, .419 on base, .546 slugging. So all they're below Tulo's numbers. But taking into consideration, Tulo's playing half his games in Colorado. and I don't know how much consideration is put into that.
Right. His 13 stolen bases hasn't been caught stealing yet.
Right. And so there's one area that he, you know, Tulowitzki's only stolen one base this year.
Yeah, 9 more RBI.
So, I think that McCutchen, if he continues at this pace...
9 more doubles.
Yeah.
5 more hits.
Yeah. So I think the argument can be made there. Both of them all-stars.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Both of them solid in the field. You're not going to... Andrew McCutchen is not a bad center fielder.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we award... the MLB does not give this award out. The least valuable player. And this, you know, you could easily take a scrub off the bench. And so we're kind of looking at expected production versus actual production.
We thought you'd do something.
Right.
But you didn't.
So we chose to hand this the midseason least valuable player, Curtis Granderson.
The Grandy Man.
Right. And the Grandy Man can't this year. He's picked up a little bit.
Yeah, he's finally started to swing the bat in the right direction. Apparently being on the other side of New York, the other side of the city, has caused his bat to break.
And so $60 million four-year deal was enough to kind of go, this dude's not quite hitting the mark on all this stuff.
They're hoping to get some more production out of him. He's going to ignite that offense. He's going to cause good things to come to the New York Mets.
Because right now he's batting .237, which that's not $60 million worth.
No.
I don't think.
Well.
Funny I mentioned that.
Well, the Phillies have a first baseman that they pay $25 million a year to bat .210 or something.
I'll take it. He does have 14 home runs, so like he's picked up some progression, some progress there. I think a lot of it, like one analyst I was watching one of their games, he's like, you know, he's kind of swinging like he's earning $60 million. Like he feels like he has to prove that he's worth $60 million.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of in his head. So maybe maybe as the year goes on, that he'll change our opinion. But right now, man.
And I hope he does.
Yeah.
I hope he does because he's a good ball player. It's not like he can't do anything. He's a good ball player. So if he gets it turned around, and the Mets are winning ball games right now. They're in fourth place. It's not, they're not headed for the division lead in the next week or so, but they're winning ball games. They're starting to play offensively. They have handled the Braves this week, which is the Braves have been beating other people. So to lose to the Mets is a big deal.
So it's progress.
Yeah, and we'd give maybe an honorable mention to B.J. Upton.
Right, but he's doing better than he did last year. So.
And again, we didn't want to give it to him because he is batting at a higher average. We just thought he'd rebound and he'd play better, and he's playing better right now than he was earlier in the year. So, if you're an Upton fan, we're not.
We'll see how the rest of the year goes.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right, Cy Young. If you're awarding it or looking at what we already know, Clayton Kershaw.
Yes. Right? Yes-ish.
Back-to-back right here.
Yeah, yes-ish.
And we had some arguments for, like, you could put Wainwright in there.
Yeah.
But right now, and Kershaw missed 5 starts. So he's got 5 less starts than everybody else.
Yeah, so that's a strike against him in the argument.
Yeah, but no hitter. He's currently on a scoreless inning streak.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty phenomenal, especially in the West, playing the West and whatnot.
Yeah.
He's got a 1.85 ERA, which is higher than Wainwright's 1.79. Their WHIPs are very close. He struck out 115. He struck out more people in 5 less starts than Wainwright,
which is impressive.
Yeah, yeah. So barring unforeseen injuries and whatnot, I think Kershaw's going
to
get it.
I have no objection to giving it to him, but I think Wainwright could be right there, depending on
how
things go.
Absolutely. And one final award we're going to give out is the surprise of the year. So I guess opposite of least valuable player, but not MVP caliber.
Yeah, may not be an MVP year for you, but
exceeded expectations.
Yeah, we weren't planning for you to do this.
Yeah, yeah. So looking at it, this was a tough one to kind of find in the NL.
Yeah, we talked about it for a pretty good while.
Yeah, but Johnny Cueto, I think.
Yeah.
We looked at Johnny Cueto. He's having a stellar year. He's made 19 starts already.
It's a shame that his Reds have not played well the whole year because he's only 9-6, but his win-loss record could be better if his team would score runs for him.
Yeah, but he's got like a 2.03 ERA,
yeah,
which is unbelievable. And, you know, he's already seven more starts than he had last year. He had a rough injury last year. He's pitching below his couple of years in 11 and 12. And he's on pace to have more strikeouts and such than he did those years.
Yeah, so if he remains healthy, he's a large part of the reason why the Reds are in contention.
All right, and you had an honorable mention because you kind of went back and forth with Justin Morneau.
Yeah, I love what he's done in Colorado, but probably helping that he's in Colorado. But he's been able to just kind of revive his career a little bit, that he's batting over 300. I think he's batting like 316 or something.
Yeah.
And that's... You can't just accidentally bat 316.
No.
So he's playing very well. He's liked out there, and it's been neat to see him just kind of rebound from a couple of they weren't terrible years, but kind of off for him years in Minnesota. So to see him kind of move on back, that's been good to see him do well. Hope he continues to finish the year out well. We're going to come back in just a few moments talking about some AL awards. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Fan Zone with Billy and Eric. Pressing on. That is what we're doing here. We're rounding third and headed for home on this week's edition of The Fan Zone with Billy and Eric, brought to you by Nationwide Insurance by Keith Nunley. Give him a call today, 723-7900. Go by and see him in the Whispering Pines Shopping Center. Go by, let him know you're in the market for, you'd like a quote on your home or auto or life insurance, and let him see what he can do. I bet you'll be glad that Nationwide can be on your side. You'll find quality care there. So thanks for doing that. Special thanks to Keith Nunley for being a fan of the Fan Zone. We're glad to have him on board with us. This has been a neat edition of the Fan Zone, unique so far, that we've just spent the entire hour reviewing the year and just seeing how we did. In some of the predictions that we made and what we're looking forward to the rest of the year. So we've been naming some awards. In the last segment, we kind of unpacked the National League. And from rounding third headed for home, we're going to spend the rest of the time looking at the American League and how have we done with, who's there? What do those awards look like? And how's it going to work out? So we're glad that you're with us, glad that you're enjoying the show. Hope that you are. And again, we want to remind you, go like our Facebook page, go and interact with us. Let us know what you think. You know, do you have a better MVP selection than we do? Is there somebody we've missed that we need to think about, that we need to consider? Go let us know what you think. We'd be glad to hear from you.
Love it. All right, so American League, and by admission, not a league we're like super
yes
following.
What did I call it to you in a text message the other day? The Almost League, I think.
Yes. Yeah. So you're not a DH fan. You're.
No.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like real baseball.
No. But it makes for some good offensive stuff.
Mm-hmm. Let the pitcher only focus on pitching, which is good.
Yeah, I like that.
But
as well.
But it takes out so much strategy, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. There's less strategy involved. Because the manager can pull whenever he feels the need to pull.
Down by one. Mm-hmm. With runners on first and second and one out in the seventh inning, do I send my pitcher who's doing 86 pitches, do I let him bat?
Right.
Or do I take him out for a pinch hitter even though he's not done yet? He's been pitching fine.
Exactly.
But anyway.
One out, I don't take him out.
Yeah, right. Two outs, I might.
You bunt him over.
Right, maybe.
Two outs. Yeah. That's a clinch situation.
Yep, I'd All clinch. Right.
Anyway,
this clinched thinking about these awards. Did we get them right? What do we think? Are we on base, off base? We might sound like fools right now.
Probably. And here I am. I'm looking at our list right here that we came up with, and like I'm having doubts about our MVP pick for the AL already.
Are you?
Yeah. So we picked Nelson Cruz.
Why are you doubting Nelson Cruz? Well, besides his last year, steroid episode.
Well, he's hitting. He's got he's the home run leader, but he's batting under 300.
He's batting 294. That's not terrible.
Yeah, but there's some other dudes that are batting above that.
But not a lot of power guys.
Trout.
Right? Trout is a power guy.
He's 303.
Yeah.
He's got seven more stolen bases. Look at that. Cruz is 3 of 7.
I don't want him stealing bases.
Yeah, he's not a he's not a base stealer.
He doesn't strike me as a fast guy. That's why he has to hit it out of the park.
Yeah, he's the DH right there. Yeah.
So he's got 100 hits.
Yeah, but so Trout's got 98. So I don't know. Like we're arguing back and forth on honorable mention. Like I want to say Altuve as a MVP down there in Houston. But it's Houston.
Right. The same reason that I'm nervous about giving Tulowitzki as the award is the same reason I'm not even sure I want to give Altuve the honorable mention.
And the problem also, like, he's not like this sexy power hitter. You know, he only has 2 home runs this year.
Yeah.
But 26 doubles.
But he only has 27 RBIs. How can you be the most valuable player when you knock in 27 people? Right. He's on average to knock in 54 people this year.
Right. Right now,
54 people.
Cabrera is up there, but Altuve, he's the league leader in average. He has 26 doubles. He has 126 hits. He's the hits leader.
He has 100 more hits than he does strikeouts. I like that.
Yeah, and then 41 stolen bases,
which
he has double the stolen bases of like the next guy.
Can I give him the Wheels Award? I'm faster than anything I can think of that's fast award.
I don't know.
I can give him that, but I can't give him MVP.
No, probably not. But Cruz, I'm not sure. I think Trout or Cabrera, depending on how their teams finish, I don't know.
But Baltimore is in the picture.
Yes.
And in first place in their division.
Yeah.
Because Nelson Cruz is killing it.
I don't know.
No, you don't know. You need to know. When you look at the stats, they're there because
I think
Cruz
he's cool
is
off.
Killing it.
I think he's going to cool off.
He's a great actor. What did they give him, $8 million or something this year? One-year contract?
Right. And so, like, I was reading an article about Grandy, and I guess New York may have had a chance to sign Cruz. Correct?
Yes, I think that's true.
And so, looking at that, it's kind of like, oh, okay.
Because he's a... talking about getting bang for your buck.
Yes.
The Phillies paid Ryan Howard $24 million to not have numbers like that.
All right.
Right?
But I don't know. I think it's going to be another guy.
You don't think he's the most valuable player in the American League right now?
No.
With his team in first place.
Okay.
Mike Trout doesn't have the Angels in first place.
Well, but they're in the same division as Oakland. But they're winning other divisions with their record right now.
Right, but they're not winning their division.
They're not winning.
They're
their division.
They're leading the wild card.
Yeah.
So I'll give you that. But
and it's
Cruz,
the Angels.
Yeah. How many RBIs does Cruz have? I can't remember off the top of my head. But I feel like he's beating Trout in most offensive categories.
73 for Cruz, 64.
Okay,
yeah,
that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. There's the stolen bases.
Yeah.
The average.
How many runs?
The hits are right there.
55 runs scored 59. So maybe those 10 stolen bases have played in there somewhere.
Yeah. 92 strikeouts for Trout.
To 75 for Cruz. Cruz only struck out 75
Trout
times.
Trout has a higher on base, higher slugging, and higher OPS. So, I don't know. It's going to be a tight race.
Right. And here's one area where with Trout that I might, where you maybe could sway me.
Uh-huh.
Is that Trout plays in the field too.
This is true.
That he's the center fielder. Yeah, so he's playing a lot of. He's a good center fielder too. He's
sexy.
Yeah. So he's not like Nelson Cruz is swinging a bat. That's all he's doing.
Right. Trout is the sexier player because his WAR, his wins above a replacement, I think, is higher. Yeah.
I still like if I get to vote, I'm going to give it to Cruz. Okay. But I totally, absolutely understand why you'd want to give it to Trout.
Right. Right. Cy Young, really? I don't think there's any argument against King Hernandez.
Yeah, King Felix.
Out there. It's King Felix, isn't it?
Yes.
King Hernandez. I don't know.
It's not King Hernandez.
See, I don't watch
King Felix.
West Coast baseball.
No. And see, the only thing where you could get into an argument is, like, no one knows. Like, people know because he's been playing so well.
Yeah.
But
there's nobody on the East Coast that's playing good.
Tanaka.
You gotta go right. And so he's kind of an honorable mention. But, one, we got to see how this injury plays out, and we may have news. You may know the news before we do right now.
Right, before we tell you, yeah.
Right. And that's a story we're watching because he's getting the MRI done, probably going to the DL. Hopefully it's just a 15-day DL deal. And maybe that's the cause to his poor starts lately. But Hernandez, I mean, gosh, 145 strikeouts, a 2.11 ERA.
And I think, like, Yu Darvish can probably be in the conversation, but again, the Texas just hasn't. They're not where you thought they'd probably be.
Right.
And then part of that's fielders, you know, not he ain't swinging a bat right now.
Exactly. And then Scott Kazmir out in Oakland.
Yeah.
He's more of a comeback kind of player. You know, he should be in that kind of big surprise category. We didn't name him in that, but I'll throw him as an honorable mention that he's pitching much beyond what they thought he was going to at the beginning of the year and really helping Oakland get in contention.
Yeah, so I like King Felix. In
the, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Satisfied with that. Yu Darvish, we already said he could be an honorable mention.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and I skipped least valuable, but that's okay. And this one was kind of a tough one, I guess, to name, right?
Our least valuable?
Yeah. Because, like, it's not that it's awful play, right?
Right, yeah, because I, like, And I pushed for this vote for the I believe the guy we chose for this I pushed for him because he hasn't been the worst ever, but he hasn't been what we thought that he would be, and that as a pitcher for the Detroit Tigers, Justin Verlander.
Yeah,
he's got a winning record as a pitcher, right? He's 8-7.
8-7, yeah, but
he's the games he's lost, he's gotten beat to death with a claw hammer.
4.84 ERA.
Yeah, that's not Justin Verlander stuff.
No, and almost a 1.5 WHIP.
Yeah, he is a better pitcher than that.
Yeah,
so he's not helping his Tigers out any at all. And I tell you what, last week we were fussing about, or the Tigers were saying, "Oh, the A's did all this so they could compete with us." Oh my goodness!
Right,
you better watch out.
Yeah, don't.
A's have four pitchers with ERAs under 3. And their fifth pitcher has a 3.06 ERA.
Right.
So Verlander's going to need to get his stuff together, pick it up if Detroit's going to be able to compete with Oakland.
All right.
Coming up later.
Big surprise out in the AL, Jose Abreu.
Yeah, the rookie hitting, you know, he's not leading the league. Cruz is leading the league, but hit 27 home runs
right
before the All-Star break. You wouldn't have planned. You wouldn't have guessed that was going to happen.
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
So we're excited to see if he can keep it up. I mean, he could hit 50 home runs this year.
I tell you, yeah.
Easily. When was the last time a rookie hit 50 home runs? I don't know when that was, but we'll need to see if he keeps it up and makes it happen. So, yeah, that's a lot of baseball talk. Lots of stuff going on. I'm looking forward to the All-Star game. I'm looking forward to listening to it, watching it, whatever it is that I end up doing. Hope that you enjoy it too. And we'll be back next week to talk more all sorts of sports that we love with you. In the meantime, there's lots of sports to keep up with and watch and listen to. WMSRradio.com to see the schedule. And so you enjoy that. Up next is Swap and Shop. Stay tuned and enjoy.
So long, folks.